The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is the true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, as I said at the beginning of Mass, today we celebrate the feast of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And it just happened to, as I stand here this morning, they're looking down on me because on my right, the window, as you come in the side door, they're up there, and it's difficult to look at them this morning because the sun is shining through them. Reminds me of the story of a little boy in church. You know, and little boys in church find it pretty boring. And said to his mammy, who are those people up there?" He was looking at the stained glass windows around the church, and she said, "Oh, they are all the different saints and angels." And so he said, "Right." And then he, a minute later, said to her, "So are they the people who the light shines through?" And that was, you know, which is very, very true. If you are somebody trying to live a good life, the light will shine through you. When I mention angels, probably many of you, and today I think we've become very skeptical and cynical, and probably most of us, angels, well, that's a bit of a fairy tale. Well, maybe it's not, because very often if that's your opinion, how often you contradict yourself, because you'll have a near escape or something will happen in your life and it turns out better than you thought. And how often you say, "Somebody must have been looking over me. Somebody must have been taking care of me." And that's what the angels do. And I hope you still have a devotion to the angels. If you go back into the Bible, they're there from the very beginning, and they play a major part in our history. The angel Gabriel came to Mary to tell her, to announce to her she was to become the mother of God, the mother of Jesus. The angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph in a dream. So we have many instances of mention of angels in the Bible. And hopefully you do, as I do every morning, pray to your guardian angel. "O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and rule, to guide. Amen."